you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Daily Pop. We've got a new conspiracy theory brewing and it's taken over Hollywood. The question is, did Emma Stone secretly get married? We're just going to dive right in. First up, the ring swap. Fans recently noticed that Emma's wearing a gold band on her ring finger instead of her engagement ring. And of course, everyone's like, this means she's married. What do you guys think? Does this mean she's married?
I mean, as an expert on this topic, because I have obviously been married, I did have a wedding band after I got married when we did exchange vows. So I'm going to go ahead and say that she is married because usually you wear your engagement ring, you get married, and then you have more of a casual day band. So I do feel like some nuptials have been exchanged, but she's also kind of laid back. So she might not want to wear a diamond ring every day, but she might want to let people know that she's still obviously engaged. So she has something that's sort of more casual. So with her, it's honestly a toss-up. I know I was really leading with a strong opinion and now I've completely derailed that. So let's just roll with it. Let's just keep going through it.
You go with the no, because I want to come through with the yes, Morgan.
Okay, fine.
I'm gonna go with the conspiracy, say they are married and just go, they're laying low right now because they can make a fortune off wedding photos. Why would they release anything right now? And I also feel like she probably saw Bindi Irwin's wedding where they had no guests there and they were in quarantine, isolation. And they were like, you know what? Let's just wait. Let's just wait till this is all over. We're married now. We'll have the ceremony when we can all come out and have a big party. And that's when we'll see the proper photos and probably a different ring or who knows? Who knows what she's going to wear? But I'm going to go, yes, they are right now, but they don't want anyone to know.
Okay, here's another clue, though, to really just add to all this. Emma recently joined Reese Witherspoon to talk about mental health on Hello Sunshine. And then when the topic of marriage came up, this is what she said.
If you marry an anxious man, you're going to have to know me the rest of my life. You're doubling down.
Thankfully, I didn't do that.
So she didn't marry an anxious man, but did she already marry her other man, the real man? Does that change your opinion, Morgan?
Yeah, I think she is married. I do think that that was such a natural slip. I think if you do say something like that, you're so aware of where you are, whether you're like engagement or marriage, that she would have corrected herself and been like, well, not married. But, you know, I think that she... Okay, fine, Mary. I think the important thing, though, is that Scott let me know that Bindi Irwin got married, because I didn't know that. So that's what you're bringing to the show, Scott.
The photos weren't as amazing as they could have been. I think with more guests there and all your friends and family around, the photos are a lot better. And I didn't need any more evidence, but Erin, thank you so much for helping me out.
By the way, people, these are our theories, not factual evidence or confirming that she is really married. Okay, let's move on. Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson. Ooh. Oh, they split after almost 2 years together. And a source tells E! News Ashley has moved out and they've both been hanging out with their friends. But despite their split, they still have some pretty personal photos up on social media, which I have some opinions about it. So I have to ask you guys, after a breakup, do you remove the photos instantly of your ex?
This is the most stressful, highly debated topic of all time that I feel like I've had during quarantine more with anybody. Like, it's crazy how people feel so differently about this. So, you know what? You're right. Erin, you have opinions. What do you think?
I think let it stay for a little while. You got to let the dust settle. You got to feel your feelings. Because if you remove them the day you break up or the very next day, that is very hurtful for both people. So I think let them simmer down. But then as soon as you go on a date with someone else, you removed the photos. There was one breakup where I finally went on a date with someone else and I was so feeling this guy. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like really into him. I'm into this date. I went to the bathroom in the middle of the date and deleted all photos of my ex.
What? Was this from your last ex to your current boyfriend?
I'm gonna go ahead and say yes.
Yep, it totally was. Everybody take my word for it. Why
is it such a big deal? For me, I haven't deleted one photo of my ex. We dated for 5 years.
And you hate all of them.
Yes, but it's part of like my life and it's part of what I've done. But also, guys, the admin, like 5 years worth of photos going through and deleted. I've got shows to watch, but now you got me thinking, do I need to delete them?
Here's what I think. I think you do not delete photos. I think that relationship was a point in time that you were happy to be in. And I think you have respect for that. And then you move on and you evolve with your photos naturally out of that phase. But I also think it's just not important. I think your actions speak louder than words. You evolve out of that. That was a different point in your life. Respect that time and move on from it. You don't need to delete it.
My girlfriend right now, she's got her photos on her Instagram for her ex. I don't care. I'm like, they broke up. Like, that's not my problem. Erin is very heated about it. Erin, you want them gone.
Erin's point is different. If the photos are visible on your timeline when you're dating someone else, that's a different story. If they're so far back and they just live there and you're talking they're over a year old, I don't think that matters.
So hang on a minute. She's in jail because she only posts once every quarter, pretty much. So I can actually see on her feed.
How long have you been together?
We've been dating a year and I can still see the photo of her ex, but I just don't care. It actually doesn't bother me at all. But now Erin's getting in my head and I'm like, well, what does this mean?
I don't like seeing it. I don't want to be looking through your page and then I see your current girlfriend and then all of a sudden out of nowhere I see this different girl and I'm like, wait, at what point did they break up? And now I have to do some investigative work and I don't want to investigate into your life that deep. You need to let me know that there was no other woman before this girl. No for me. Fine for you guys, kinda. All right, you guys, are you ready to pick out some celebrity saints and sinners? First up, we have Demi Moore. As you know, she's been quarantined with her ex, Bruce Willis. Well, Bruce has now reunited with his wife, which is great. But over the weekend, Demi posted a throwback wedding photo with Bruce. And to be fair, she said it was in honor of little Richard who passed away. What do you think? Would you be upset if you were Bruce's wife? I feel like she's not upset at all. But if you were the wife,
I think this is sort of like a package deal with Bruce and Demi. I mean, they are the friendliest exes that I think we've ever had in Hollywood. I think they genuinely really do love each other. And I think they've grown out of the romantic phase of their relationship. But I think that they have three beautiful daughters together. And it's going to be a mingled, jumbled family. So I think if you're going to marry Bruce Willis, you know Demi's going to be a part of it. So I don't think she has a right to be upset at this point because that's just the groundwork has been laid already.
Right.
So I'm going straight out and saying, I'm saying saint. I think Morgan says saint as well, but once again, it's up to Emma, and I'm sure Emma is not going to be like, Bruce, can you come? Who's this? Like, were you married to Demi Moore? What's this photo here? What's going on? It is fine. I'm sure she knows all about it, and it was a really beautiful post, so lock her in for saint.
I also vote saint. Okay, on to the next one. Saint or sinner, Simon Cowell. He was toy shopping. He went on a full-on spree with his baby mama, Lauren Silverman. Simon's Rolls was piled with tons of toys. Mind you, that's a $500,000 whip he's in right there. We assume the toys is for his son because his name was on one of the bags. There's no doubt Simon has tons of cash and it was on full display. Saint or sinner move to do this during a quarantine pandemic?
It's Simon Cowell, right? I mean, do we expect anything different? I mean, he's flashy, and I think that he needs to entertain his child. So I just think the subject we're discussing, I'm going to go with saint.
Stop stealing my answer, Morgan. I want to be different, but I'm with you. What I didn't know, actually, I read an article on this. Simon has been paying for up to 50 of his staff right now out of his own money, even though they're on production break. So he's being a true saint right now. A lot of people don't know this. What I think, though, is Eric, his six-year-old, has read this article and once again gone, Dad, mate, where's my presents? What's going on? Hook me up as well. So I think that's where all the gifts have come from.
So saint, I'm going to say sinner. Don't throw that in my face. I'm not out here in my roles I don't have a rules. Okay. All right, you guys. Up next, tie-dye sweats, growing out your roots. We break down the top quarantine trends. Plus, should you try it or trash it? It's all next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Great news, everyone. It is possible to social distance in style, and we're going to go through some of the things right now that people are trying, and you're going to let me know, try it or trash it, okay? First up,
okay.
Tie-dye sweatsuits. Try it or trash it.
Trash it. We get it. We all were in pre-K, right? Like, we had to do this, like, for field trips and stuff. It's not that interesting. Trash it. I'm over it. Just get Morgan Stewart sports sweats.
I have tie-dyed a lot of my sweats. I'm all about try it. I love it. I think it's so cute, too.
Morgan, do you make men's as well? I bought this to tie-dye, and then I looked at the effort that goes into tie-dyeing and the mess it would make, and I was like, I don't need to. We've got enough of it. There's enough out there. You're not original
Agreed.
Anymore.
You're right.
You know what?
And you know what? I have extra large men, so I will send you and Aaron a pair. But Aaron, you're not allowed to tie-dye. See, I have such an aversion to tie-dye, I can't even say tie-dye.
I would never do that to my Morgan Stewart sport, but I'm all about it. Try it, you guys. Okay, another one.
Fine.
No, thanks.
I'll just journal.
Yeah, please just journal, Morgan. Let your feelings out. What about the at-home haircut? Lots of celebs are doing this, including Chris Pratt and David Beckham. Try it or trash it.
I am all about trying it. You know, we're 2 months into quarantine. You see how quickly your looks fade when the maintenance is lacking, as I saw. So I had to give a little self-snip, just a little bit. You know? It's also not my hair, so it's fine. But like, I started to look like a gray cloud. I didn't even recognize myself. So yeah, I'm all about trying it.
Okay, well, I'm up to haircut number 3 on myself. I have been doing it. I put a mirror behind me, one there. My hair's slowly getting into like a worse and worse shape, but it's fun. It's good to do. I also instructed a friend how to do his the other day, and he got in so much trouble from his girlfriend because she was like, why don't you trust me? Why don't you trust me to cut my hair? So have either of you two cut your men's hair at all?
I cut my man's hair. He cuts his own, but I'm begging him to cut my hair and he will not do it. All right, well, let's move on to tweaking your hair color. If you do hair color like I do, Morgan, I don't know if you want to admit if you do or don't.
Oh, everyone knows roots. This is natural.
You've got roots if you coloring your hair for however long we have been now. Would you do this to yourself? Would you color your own hair?
Oh, absolutely. I think roots need to be done because when they were like at 2 inches for me, it was like weird. And then I had some gray hair. Don't tell anybody that. So I just had to box dye it and it was a stressful experience, but I did an okay job.
I'm learning a lot more about women. I didn't know that women dyed their hair so much, and I didn't know it was such a big deal to get your hair dyed. I didn't know the process going into it. It's another thing on the list where, honestly, full respect to you guys, because once again, the care that goes into your whole body, it's a lot.
I've got 4-inch roots here, and I'm now just saying I'm doing ombre, that trend that no one else is doing anymore. Okay, keeping with hair, people are also adding a pop of color. Hilary Duff, Dua Lipa, Luke Evans, they've all tried to dye their hair color, funky fun colors. Try it or trash it.
Well, this is try it. This is the try. This is where I'm saying use your tie-dye thing. I feel like 99% of people that do this, though, regret it. They get it done, and they're like, this is gonna be so much fun. I'll be pink, I'll be blue. And it just looks very average.
I have to agree with Scott. I've never been the one to be experimental and fun in that way. Like, I just never wanted to have pink hair. So I'm all about trash it.
All right, when it comes to makeup, it seems now more than ever, people are daring to go bare, like no makeup. Try it or trash it.
Oh, forget it. I mean, I mean, she also looks so good still, so that's annoying. She looks like she has a little eyebrow on. It's all about the eyebrows. I do no makeup on the weekends, but because I've been doing my own makeup lately, I'm not for it. I'm prettier with makeup on, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So I'm all about just wearing it as much as possible.
Scott.
Well, surprise, surprise.
Do you want us to be wearing makeup or no makeup?
I like it when girls go very, very simple. I'm really enjoying where every now and then there's the odd guy out there where they've had their girlfriend do makeup on them, but like totally, or get their kids to do it even better, where they do the full makeup spread. That's quality content. Morgan, you should be doing that on your Instagram. You'll get so many followers.
Let me write that to my list of things that I need to be doing so to not suck on Instagram. I brought a Sharpie for that exact tip. Wait, I don't even, random, are we out of town? Scott, I don't even know your sign. What's your birthday?
Aquarius, 29th of January.
Oh,
she's going to do a full-on reading about you.
Is that good? Or?
Yeah, it's really good.
Back to makeup. So Morgan, trash it, Scott, you do not care.
Yeah, trash it. No, put it on hold. Put it on hold.
I'm going to give myself about 2 weeks. I'm going to give myself 2 weeks on this show to give you this cute, glowy face. And then it's just going to be nothing. All right, you guys, stick around because Nikki and Brie Bella are here and we've got the pregnant twins talking about jealousy and makeup sex. That's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop, but joining us now are the Total Bellas, Nikki and Brie. Hey, ladies.
Hey, what's up?
Congrats on everything going on. Your book is out, Incomparable. We've been reading it, hanging on to every word. My gosh. And Total Bellas is airing right now, Thursdays on E! You ladies are busy.
Yes, I know. I thought we wouldn't be busy in quarantine, but I feel like we've been busier than ever.
Yeah, well, but it's been good because it's helped have this quarantine process.
Stretch.
Yeah, go by faster. We're baking over here, so we both now are officially in the third trimester, so we're on our way home.
Speaking of baking, how's Artem's cooking going? Any new developments? I've heard the pizza's great. I've heard the banana bread's great. Anything else?
Everything. He's doing the homemade pizza.
Soup.
What was something new? He made a soup, but there was something else that he just did new.
I mean, I don't even know. I get scared every time I walk into their house because I'm like, I'm gonna eat.
Every day, there's something new, something homemade that we all devour. And yeah. I keep telling them, like, hey, I'm 10 pounds away from where I wanted to be when I was gonna go into labor. I still have 12 weeks. So like, we need to change the system here.
Oh my gosh, so it's safe to say all of your cravings are being fulfilled right now.
100%.
I love it. Okay, we have to talk about this because we were talking about it on the show yesterday. Nikki, the big fight with Artem. It is a big conversation right now.
Yeah.
But I want to know, where will you draw the line with your men and their flirting with others?
Oh yeah, where?
Well, like, okay, so I'm not gonna lie, like when I was younger, because I'm now past mid-30s a little, but I used to get like really jealous, and it's weird because I would go to therapy even for it. I mean, I was already in therapy, so it's like, can we bring another topic into play? And I do have this jealous side, but what's weird with Artem, and I don't know if it's because how we met, like I've known him always as this professional dancer, so that I don't get jealous with him. It's really strange. And so, I mean, I definitely would draw a line, like where? I don't know, I'm trying to think.
Like at some random club, salsa dancing with some girl.
Okay, you know what no one realizes, you guys, I was so drunk, I didn't know Artem kept sitting on the bench. Everyone thought I was ignoring him, but I was so drunk. I was just, oh God, I'm so embarrassed. I've never been that embarrassed on TV before. But, I guess if I thought maybe dancing was going too far or flirting, but I'm lucky because I haven't been put in that situation yet.
We saw you letting your hair down, and then we were also like, there was a pregnancy. It must have been a really nice makeup session with the two of you.
I mean, let's all be honest, like makeup sex is the best sex. For some reason, it's passionate and angry and happy and just very emotional.
I would disagree, it's not the best, but.
Well, it's not the best, but it's definitely in the top two of of times that you're intimate with your partner. Yeah, I was a monster. It was hard to watch. But what I loved is a lot of women related to me.
My favorite part is when she was drunk and she's talking to someone sober and accusing why he doesn't want to talk is because he knows she's right.
And what I love about you ladies is that you really are open booked. And then now with your actual book, Incomparable, I mean, we are going even deeper on a different level. And you guys talk about some serious topics. I mean, Nikki, you talk about rape. Bree, you talk about the death of a partner at such a young age for both of you. What was the hardest part to write for you both?
Wow. Something that was really hard for me was to write about my parents and to talk about our childhood. I think people you love, you always want to protect them, but at the same time, you want to tell your story. You want to tell people why you became the survivor of this story instead of the victim and why, how I grew strength from it. So that was really hard. I lost so much sleep over that chapter because I love my parents, but at the same time, they were kids trying to raise kids.
Definitely, and for me, it was, you know, the rape stories. That was something that I have held deep down inside for 20 years, and there was only a few people close to me that knew it. Not my mom, it was my sister, one of my cousins, a few friends, and then my ex and Artem. And so it was really hard to not only write that story down and relive it and then have to relive it again with the release. It was just, I told Bree, I've been in bed the past 2 days, but it was our first 2 days off since the book came out. And I go, I'm so emotionally drained because never did I think as I held this story in that I'd ever see the headlines with my name with rape. But I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me.
I mean, I know that a lot of women are hearing your story and thinking, wow, you would never think that someone like that went through the struggle that I'm going through. So I know that that's helping many.
Yeah, thank you.
Great healing process, ladies. And how are you going with the baby bumps? Because are you looking after those?
Look at that. We always do a little, this is really cheers now.
Oh my gosh. Do we have little wrestlers in the making?
You know, I feel it. Well, mine's either wrestling me inside or doing the cha-cha. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm feeling. Because my baby moves so much. It's like punching and kicking and dancing, but I love it.
And mine is just like how Birdie was. Crazy kicks, like strong, strong kicks. And right when mama wants to go to sleep, it becomes a big drop kicking party.
Yeah.
In my belly, so.
It's so, and Birdie will be a wrestler. I mean, she wrestles all of us already. So you may have a tag team and I might have a dancer.
Oh my gosh, little athletes in the making. I love it. Nikki and Bree, thank you so much for joining us. I love them. Scott, Morgan, that is it for us today. Thank you all for watching, and we will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.
See you,
everyone. Bye.